It is from rebel origins, so many of us get the idea that disrespectfulness is something of a duty and obstinacy a fine thing. And under the force of this tradition, we idealize the rugged and unmanageable. We find something heroic in rough clothes and hands, in bad manners, insensitive behavior, and unsociableness. And a community of settlers, again in a rough country, fighting for a bare existence, makes a virtue of vehemence, of a hasty rapidity of execution. Hurried and driven men glorify push and impatience, and despise finish and fine discriminations as weak and demoralizing things. These three, the serf, the rebel, and the squatter, are three out of 1,000 types and aspects that have gone to our making. In the American composition, they are dominant. But all those 1,000 different standards and traditions are our material, each with something fine and each with something evil. They have all provided the atmosphere of upbringing for men in the past. Out of them and out of unprecedented occasions, we in this newer age, in which there are no slaves, in which every man is a citizen, in which the conveniences of a great and growing civilization makes the frantic avidity of the squatter a nuisance, have to set ourselves to frame the standard of our children's children, to abandon what the slave or the squatter or the rebel found necessary.